makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Tuesday, October 7th, and the Texans continue to move forward after Sunday's loss to the Colts. And Coach Gary Kubiak talks about how the team is staying positive. Plus, I caught up with D'Amico Ryans in the community. But before we hear from him, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike, the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Coach Gary Kubiak said he's proud of the way his players are going about their business, not hanging their heads after losing in the final minutes to the Colts.
Well, that's not going to happen with these kids. I mean, we got a great group of kids that are going through a really, really tough time right now, and it's a big challenge for everybody involved, players, coaches, everybody in this building. And that's the reason they're making so much progress, is because they don't do that kind of stuff. They're learning about that kind of stuff and what it is to work through things like that in sports, and you know, specifically with our situation right now. So they're very strong. They're very strong, and they got a lot of positives to pull from. And then we got some big negatives that we got to, you know, they've got to drive us forward. And that's what I expect them to do, and they expect themselves to do that too.
Two big positives of the week. Steve Slayton has been nominated for NFL Rookie of the Week for the third straight week. And defensive end Mario Williams was nominated for NFL Defensive Player of the Week. Fans, you can vote for them on NFL.com. Also, D'Amico Ryans was out in the community making a difference by talking to fifth graders at Walt Disney Elementary.
Oh, yeah, I had a lot of fun today. This actually first time getting out to a school this year, and it was awesome. It was a great school. I had a lot of fun. The kids were great, asked great questions, and it was very fun.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time.